Last night, Raven, I did something that I haven't done since before the pandemic started.
What is that?
I went to go see a movie in a movie theater.
Oh my gosh. And look at you. You survived it. How was the experience?
It was crazy. It was completely normal, just like it always was before.
But really?
You know what I realized? Because I haven't smelled it in so long.
Yeah.
When you walk in and you smell that buttered popcorn, it's like intoxicating. I had just eaten two slices of pizza.
Right.
And I wasn't even remotely hungry. But the smell of the butter and the salt and the popcorn. And you could just, it felt like a warm blanket coming over you. I wanted it so badly.
It's an old friend. Welcome home.
Yeah.
Welcome home, old friend. You've been here. You know, I went to the movies a couple weeks ago myself. I had a slightly different experience. I ordered the nachos and the hot popcorn because the hot popcorn did. It smelled just like it always did, how I recalled it. But it wasn't great.
No.
It wasn't good. It was like stale popcorn.
Yep.
The butter was like throwing oil on it. The salt didn't stick to it the right way because it just wasn't fresh. The nachos, they gave me a ramekin of nacho cheese and threw a bag of Tostitos at me. I handed it back. I was like, no, I'm not paying for that.
There's some things that I've realized that smell so good.
Right.
The truth of the matter is that they're not as delicious as they smell.
Mm.
Like roasting coffee beans. Like when you smell fresh coffee, it's like the best smell in the world. But you ever have just a black coffee? It's bitter. It kind of gross.
I mean, I have to drink decaf coffee now, as you know. And without the caffeine, coffee is a sad, sad mistress.
Right.
How about eggplant? Smells like Parmesan.
Mm.
You think it's regular Parmesan.
Yeah.
You think there might be something in there. Eggplant, when it's done right, it's still delicious, but it's not as good as it smells.
You can't take a bite out of an eggplant like an apple. It's just not the same kind of effect. It's not the same deliciousness.
You bring up apples.
Yeah.
Candy apples.
Ah.
They smell awesome. They eat terrible. I'm trying to bite into one of them, man. Like, you're talking about dental work.
I have a very unpopular one, too.
What's that?
I think bacon smells better than it tastes. Like, it has a distinct flavor and you're always happy. But you know, like, when that fat is sizzling in the pan, like, your mouth is just drool is just coming out the side. But then you have it and you're like, I just took 3 years off my life. Not sure that was worth it.
Oh, I don't know. If it's chewy, some of my favorite stuff.
Yep.
Cotton candy.
Oh.
It's like, you know. It's like an air freshener made of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It smells miraculous.
Yes.
It puts a little pep in my step. I mean, it's nearly as good as caffeine.
Yeah.
Except when you go ahead and taste it, it's just sloppy. It's all over you. It disappears like air.
Yep.
It makes your teeth gritty.
You know what my new obsession is? You ever like slice a cucumber and a cucumber smells so good? But then when you bite into it, you're like, nope, that's just a cucumber.
I got to put dressing on the cucumber. I can't eat it straight.
Yeah, or salt. But now I just make it into a martini, cucumber martini. And that seems to have solved the problem there. Some things, they just smell better than they taste.
And they were not serving popcorn martinis at the movie theater I was at.
I wish they were. Over the course of the last few days, I have stated, Raven, that I'm going to write a letter several times.
You know you're 1,000 years old when you're telling people you're going to write a letter.
I said to my best friend Danielle so many times, I go, I'm going to write a letter. I mean it. I'm going to write a letter. And then I was like, maybe I should write a tweet because sometimes like that gets more reaction if you tweet somebody.
I did that before last time I was traveling and I actually did get a response relatively quickly. I did. They didn't change my life or anything like that.
Yeah.
But they did acknowledge that I was having a problem.
Can I write JetBlue a letter right now on the air? Dear JetBlue.
Yes.
Seriously? What the heck? Oh, my! I traveled over the weekend to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exciting. It was the first time my husband and I had gone away without our children in a very, very long time.
I thought it was like the first time, period.
It was. So this was the first time we went for a couple nights, and it was the first time we had left Hayden, my oldest, is 12 years old. We hadn't been away without our kids since before we had her.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And it was a big deal. So I'm so excited. I'm so pumped.
Right.
And then the minute we get to the airport, here comes the first text and hey, we're delayed 2 hours. All right.
Okay. You know, that's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world.
But then you get on the tarmac and you finally board 2 hours later, right?
Yeah.
And they make an announcement.
All right. Thank you. We apologize.
They're waiting for the catering. To bring the snacks.
Oh, no, this
now,
is the worst.
No. We did a poll on the plane.
Right. Nobody wanted the snacks.
Well, the lady stood up and she said, show of hands, who would be okay if we don't have snacks on the way to Vegas?
No, there's rules,
Anna. We all raised our hands. We all raised it. We don't need the snacks.
Right.
We've been in the airport for hours.
No.
We don't need the snacks.
But there's rules. Mm-hmm. There's rules. You can't just take off. What if you stayed in the air forever and nobody had anything to eat? Now you're eating each other.
I guess it was going to happen. But it gets worse. finally,
yeah,
we're on the tarmac an additional 90 minutes.
Oh, that's
90
the worst.
Minutes waiting for them to bring the popovers,
yeah,
and the chocolate chip cookies and the granola bars.
Right.
They finally bring them.
To be fair, JetBlue is generous with their snacks.
They do get delicious snacks.
Yeah, they do. And they don't really charge for a lot of their snacks. So that's nice of you, JetBlue.
So finally,
yeah,
they get up to where it's our turn and we're getting the snacks and we're up in the air and everybody's excited, right?
Yeah.
I'm in row 13. That's not far into the plane.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll have the popovers, those chips things, the
sure,
delicious chips. She's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, we're out of them.
What? Wait a minute. We just waited 2 hours.
What do you mean? How many did they bring? Six?
I'm in row 13.
I'm in 13. 13F. Like, I don't even understand. So then I go, I'll have the chocolate chip cookies. I'm sorry, ma'am. I go, then why didn't you open with I only have granola bars
right
left?
Here is a bag of pretzels.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you're going there, you're still so excited.
Yeah.
But when you're coming home from Vegas.
Oh, it's the worst.
You're ready to come home. Like, you
right
know?
Especially.
Yep. That was a 3-hour delay. Oh. Got home at 1:30 in the morning. Luggage didn't come out for an hour and a half.
Oh, that is absolutely miserable.
And I don't want to complain because, like, it's still a great trip and it's
yeah
awesome and all that. But, man, like, it puts a damper on things.
Well, you know, I mean, everything would be made better if you won big. Is that what happened?
No. I made a donation.
We now return to coverage of the 2021 Anna and Raven Producer Olympics.
That's right. In Tokyo, they're swimming. They're playing beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing all kinds of things that are really important, like gymnastics.
Do you know that I got in trouble for beach volleyball being on?
Well,
my wife was like, oh, really enjoying the beach volleyball, huh? I'm walking past the room. I'm like, you had it on. You literally had it on. I'm just walking in. And then I, you know, avert my eyes to pay attention for a minute. Sure.
Okay.
America.
Here, it's all about the Producer Olympics. We are coming up with a different, I guess, quote-unquote, sport event that the producers will have to compete in every single day, and then there will only be one clear winner and one clear loser, just like the Olympics.
I don't have the knees for running anymore, Anna, yeah, so this is what we've got here.
Producer Sean and Producer John, are you ready for today's first task of the Producer Olympics?
I'm so pumped.
No, but let's go.
All right.
You know, there's a lot of aspects to being producers, obviously, of the show. Things that people wouldn't realize, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, one of those big aspects, of course, Anna, is editing. And editing on a deadline, because we always need things really quick and turned over.
Right. So what radio loves to do is take things that are completely normal, long songs, right?
Right.
And then they tell you, even though the artist had intended for this song to be this long,
yeah,
we're only going to play half of it, but you have to make it sound like it makes sense.
Right. We do that with everything.
Yeah, it's
conversations,
true.
Everything. We cut it down. Make it shorter. Can you make it shorter?
Right.
People aren't interested if it's longer. Make it shorter.
So today, your task, Producer John and Producer Sean, is we are going to take one of the most iconic songs of all time, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That song is 5 minutes and 59 seconds.
It's a long song.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
It's killing me not to sing.
But here's the thing, is that even though that song is 5 minutes and 59 seconds, it really tells a saga.
Mama, life had just begun.
It's a story.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's points where there's high and there's points where there's low.
Nothing really matters to me.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
Truly is.
So
it's an opus.
What would happen if we told you, listen, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Way too long.
Yep. 5 minutes, 59 seconds. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, no way.
Nope. You have 20 seconds to make that epic song.
We will not let you go.
Wait a minute, 20 seconds. You're going to go 20 seconds total?
Yeah. You each have to edit that song. Nope, 20 seconds
oh my gosh
is all they're going to get. You guys have until now, until our next break coming up in just a few minutes, to take that 5 minutes and 59 seconds of a masterpiece that is iconic and timeless and make it into a 20-second song. Whoever does it better is the better producer.
Let me just explain something. A story has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yes.
It does.
If you leave the important parts out, well, you'll lose. And then you'll have to go back to your country and hang your head in shame.
This is such a crime against music.
Well,
as a musician, I could see that John would feel that pain. Right.
I hate it so much.
I would have gave you 30 seconds. But you know what? She just came back. She's feeling less generous than me. So 20 seconds is what you get.
All right. On your mark, get set, go edit. We'll see who wins coming up next.
Go edit. Good luck.
So the Producer Olympics are going on right now, and we're going to say this is a pathetic showing. Now, while the real athletes are competing in Tokyo. We have producer John and producer Sean that are competing against each other right now. Every day, it's a different task. Now, one of the most important things you do as a producer is that you edit audio. You edit, you edit, you edit a lot.
Yeah, and you have to do it against deadline all the time.
So this song, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, which is one of the most iconic songs of all time, is 5 minutes and 59 seconds. We have given the producers the task of making it 20 seconds. Now, producer John, how do you feel it went for you?
I felt like it was pretty good. Mine's not 20 seconds long.
Well, but, you failed!
I mean, how long is it?
30 seconds long.
30.
If this was the Olympics, you would literally be disqualified.
If I was going by Raven's rules, I would be totally
He's
fine.
Lying.
But we discussed this in the beginning here, and we said that my rules wouldn't go into play.
Here we go. John is lying. It's actually 32.43 seconds.
Oh, man.
All right, let's listen to John's edit.
Is this the real life?
What?
Just killed a man. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Nice.
All right, let's talk about that.
I think it's pretty strong.
I think that you didn't follow instructions.
I think that it's pretty strong.
It would be key that you didn't follow instructions. And the fact is that in the Olympics, there would be no room for your artistic license as of the timing.
Yeah.
It would immediately cut off at the time that was available. Anna, is it possible to show me where it would be at 20 seconds?
Hold on,
is it possible
to
do that?
Yeah, listen, because I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Right,
because if I give you a task to edit something, you'll have it done in time.
Right, exactly.
It is a challenge to get the whole story in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Where does it stop at 20 seconds?
Here's the 20 seconds. That would be the end of it.
Okay, all right. How long is...
all right.
How long is Sean's now?
Sean, before we reveal that, is there anything you want to say for yourself, producer Sean?
No.
I'm jumping in both feet in the pool, baby.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot longer than 20 seconds. I was just had no
How
time
much
to get
longer?
Them. I don't know. How long is Bohemian Rhapsody? Like 5 minutes?
How long is
Bohemian
it?
Bohemian Rhapsody, the original, is 5 minutes and 59 seconds. Sean's edit that was supposed to be 20 seconds is 4 minutes and 14 seconds.
Wait a minute. What?
Wait. I win.
I think the important part, though, is within the first 10 seconds of editing that I've done.
Let me hear the first 10 seconds, then, if he believes it so strongly.
Is this mama?
Mama, did me to make you cry?
Am I wrong?
I just don't understand how
strong opening 10 seconds.
How are we going to send them to Tokyo for the producer Olympics when neither of them can follow directions?
The point is there. He says mama a lot. It's there.
Okay.
I did it.
You guys are both disqualified. This is a terrible first day of the producer Olympics.
Well, there's going to be other competitions in this, right?
Mine was 30 seconds. This was 4 minutes long.
Do you see the difference here? I'm confident he's not.
All right. Okay. Let's move on with our lives.
A couple bold-faced liars is what
crazy.
You are.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always reach us by calling or texting 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you take 4 cats through TSA screening at JFK, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe they're moving with their cats or something like that. I would never fly with my animals. I'm so scared of that stuff, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a strange thing to watch because we're in line and we're going, you know, we're departing from JFK and there's, I elbow my husband and I elbow my friend. Like, guys, look.
Look at that.
Guys, look.
There's a person who loves animals over there.
They have cats with them.
What a weirdo.
Danielle and Charlie get behind the people with the cats.
Why would you do that?
Because that's where they were told to go. And listen, here's the one thing you know about TSA.
Yeah,
you literally do anything they tell you to do. You just do it silently.
Because if somebody's in a bad mood,
forget it.
You can get pulled out, yanked out of a line nowadays. And now you're not going anywhere.
So now I say to my husband, I go, Charlie and Danielle are in the cat line. They're in the cat line.
Okay.
Now, we didn't know how many cats were in that carrier. At the time, I thought I had only seen two heads.
Yeah.
So now we get to it, and they put it inside the plastic bin, the carrier. And I'm like, how does this work? Do they send the cats through the screening
thing? X-ray machine?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Seems weird. It's like a giant MRI for your cat.
I mean, you have to stand in the same thing, right? Where you put your hands above your head. What do you think they're doing that thing?
But then it gets to the other side, and lo and behold, it flags it because, I don't know, there's cats in there, right? And now it's holding up the whole line.
Yeah.
And they pull out of there four cats.
Nice.
Now, I'm looking at this one woman trying to handle this four cats that they have out. And you hear the cats
TSA go, agent with the latex gloves on.
Right.
Right, holding four cats.
And they're carrying it to, like, the special screening area. I go, how are you going to screen all these cats?
It's not fair.
It was the strangest thing. And I kept thinking, like, there's no better way. But I guess, like, I started thinking about it. I go, if you're moving and you have to take your cats, you have four cats.
If you got to cross water.
Like, what are you going to do?
Get on a plane, I guess.
You just got to bring your four cats with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all I need to know about you. But they seem so nonchalant about it. I'm like, I feel like something should have been prearranged in this situation.
Maybe they travel with their cats all the time.
Always go around with their cats. Yep.
When you want to say no to the after customer service survey, but you still say, sure. Mm. And then when you go on there, even though you had a terrible experience and nobody fixed what it was that you called for in the first place, but yet you still give them a favorable rating because you're like, oh, that's just a nice person on the other side trying to do their job somewhere.
Oh, no.
That's all I need to know about you. I paid for overnight shipping, $75 for overnight shipping for something that weighs less than 2 ounces from FedEx to arrive here last Sunday. I placed this order. It has been 8 days. 8 days.
Okay.
And nobody knows where it is.
I mean, is somebody going to
refund you? By the way, it expired Saturday. The thing that I was waiting for is no longer has any use on this planet whatsoever.
This is like a riddle. What did Raven spend $75 overnight?
It was a gift for somebody's wedding for their reception, but it had their date on it and a message to be shown for their guests, and it never arrived. And frankly, nobody knows where it is.
Okay.
I can tell you that last Thursday at 2:24 in the morning, it was in Memphis, and it disappeared after that. So
are they going to give you back your money?
I don't know. That's another survey question that I have to take. It's another phone call I'm going to spend today with FedEx.
I can't believe that you gave them a favorable review. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm too nice inside
sometimes. All I need
sometimes.
To know about you. Yeah. Tokyo Olympics are underway. A lot of things going on. Top three things you need to know, Raven.
Okay.
Number one, shame. Shame for the USA men's basketball team.
What happened?
France, who were down by 7 with about 3.5 minutes to go, but they rally and come all the way back and defeat Team USA 83-76. And once again, Team USA going down to defeat to France 83-76.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we beat France by like 40 points last time.
Listen. This is the first loss for the USA men basketball team since 2004. They've won 25 games in a row. We lost to France. Like, that hurts inside.
France, not known as the best. There's other teams out there, like Australia, good. You know what I mean? Like there's some other teams. Spain, pretty good.
Like, that
France,
hurts.
Not really. I mean, Tony Parker's retired. Not really good.
I would say, with the exception of losing to Russia and China.
Yeah.
France is right there in the top three of the worst countries.
It would make you the most upset.
Makes you the most sad inside.
right.
That's it.
You have no idea why, but it makes you upset. Right. I get it.
Second thing you need to know today about the Tokyo Olympics.
I am upset.
I told you.
I told you. Upset, France.
All right. Everybody's talking about this huge storm that is expected to hit Tokyo tomorrow.
What?
Here is a newscaster talking about it, and she has a hard time pronouncing the names of the towns.
Everyone has eyes on this approaching tropical storm Nipportok, and that's going to be moving in within the next 24 to 48 hours north of Tokyo, somewhere near Fukushima, and also Miyagi.
I feel bad for
just
all
stop
these
there.
People.
Right. I mean, those were the easiest ones.
Yeah.
She did all right.
Yeah.
Fukushima, we've heard, of course, with the nuclear thing, and Miyagi, she went for the kind of like Karate Kid.
Exactly.
Right. She was like, is that Karate Kid? No, it's not exactly the same, but it's close.
She's like, I saw Cobra Kai. Like, I could say Miyagi.
I would have just been like north of Tokyo, up here. If you're looking at the map, see, it's going to be around here.
But it's kind of a big deal because
it reaches hurricane strength, it will be called a typhoon because that's what they're called in the Pacific.
So it's really a big deal.
Thanks for that clarification, well, Savannah Guthrie.
I didn't know that it, like a typhoon was like a hurricane.
You know, it's the same.
Yeah, I didn't know. All right, now we know. All right, here we go. So that's happening tomorrow. We'll keep our eyes on that. And the big thing is the South Korean broadcaster is apologizing when he used offensive stereotypes to depict countries during the opening ceremony.
It's unbelievable, this story.
So I get, you know, the opening ceremonies, it tells a lot about different countries that people may not be familiar with.
Sure.
So the South Korean broadcaster, like when Haiti athletes walked on the stadium, there was a caption posted on the screen by the NBC network. It says the political situation is fogged by the assassination of the president.
Great.
What?
Thanks for letting us know that.
It's the Olympics.
Right.
What
Why don't you just say
about?
How many people are here to compete?
When Italy walked on, they showed a picture of a pizza.
Of course.
Yep. When Norway made their way, a salmon fillet was shown. That's
they do have good fish.
Dracula was used for Team Romania.
Wait a minute. Now that seems offensive.
Team El Salvador, they used a Bitcoin. That's what they used. Best or worst, it's up to you. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend? Or the worst, you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, for me, I have to put all the negative flight delays aside, and I have to go with the best thing that happened over the weekend was I got to spend it in Las Vegas with my husband and some of our friends.
Fun times.
Oh, and my favorite moment was this. We were at the Bellagio, and they have this place called the Mayfair Supper Club there.
Sure. Right?
And it's classic Vegas. It is classic Vegas. The performers are singing. Everybody's going crazy. You have, like, the beautiful fountains right over your shoulder. And I was one of those times where I was like, I'm never going to forget this moment. I'm so glad I'm here. And I was, so I would say it was the best moment of the weekend and probably best of the year, I would say, best moment.
That's nice.
It was really fun and it was good to be away.
Ah, I had good highlights this weekend too. I went to a birthday thing, just a little thing at a brewery yesterday for a couple friends. And the guy that was playing acoustic guitar, give it up for Mike, super nice guy, saying happy birthday, not once, not twice, but three times in a row. Because the first time you get up there, he doesn't know the person's name. Then dad's got to go up there, correct that person and go, no, can you do it again? Their name is this. And then you find out the sister's birthday is 2 days later.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's a lot of birthdays.
It's obnoxious a little bit when people like
it is kind of obnoxious,
like, over and
right?
over to sing the happy birthday.
Yeah, I was part of that group that somebody there asked it. And I was like, just make sure you tip that guy.
Yeah.
But happy birthday, Kelly and Brooke.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst, what happened to you over the weekend?
Okay, so my husband and I had reservations to this really nice restaurant that, you know, like all the celebrities that, you know, come to our city go to. And I was so psyched, you know, we've made this reservation months ago. And when we got there, I felt like they sat us purposefully, like in the back, like away from all the pretty people. And I think it's because like they thought we were ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah, they took like literally past the main dining hall, past all these like gorgeous people, like this little dinky back room, no windows. I was like, is this a janitor's closet? Like, what is happening?
You got to go to the regular spot. They need the beautiful people out front by the windows to attract people to come inside. You were regular people. You got to be in the back.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that's the worst that happened to you over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
When you ask, too, you're like, is there a different table? And they're like, yes. And then they don't offer it to you. That's terrible.
Right. They didn't even bring dessert menus.
Right.
They just let them leave.
At that moment, it's very hurtful. Right.
It's up to you. Best or worst? What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'll do best. My daughter, her first experience at a sleepaway camp, and she called me to say hi, and she said, I miss you, Mommy, and she just wanted to hear my voice. And she sounded a little sad, but I was so, like, proud of her because the first time, you know, she's out of the house and she's not adulting, but, you know, she's on her own. And so it was the best. That was my highlight of the weekend.
That's awesome. When kids go to sleepaway camps, I think how hard it must be for the parents to, like, know that they're just off on their own.
Everybody's neurotic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's hard to breathe.
Yeah, especially when they don't have their phones. We always complain that we don't want them to be on their phones all the time.
Right.
But the minute they don't have them,
right.
Like, my daughter went to camp for a week, and it was from, like, 9 to 5, right? The whole week, I started having panic attacks that I couldn't reach her if I needed to reach her because she wasn't allowed to have her phone. Funny how it works.
When you're in need.
Right.
Hey, Anna and Raven, best or worst, what happened to you this weekend?
Best. My 15-month old great niece got a bouncy house. And, oh my God, it was the best afternoon ever.
Did you get in the bouncy house with her?
Of course.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
You are brave. And yeah. Your knees are still good? It was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend, not to mention the yoga on the beach. It was a perfect weekend.
Oh, so glad to hear it. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
You're going to need that yoga after you get out of that bounce house. That is for sure.
Right. And Ann Raven, best or worst, what happened to you this weekend?
Worst. I had went to the beach, and I don't spend a lot of time outside, but, you know, I like going out. And so we get out there, and she kept bugging me to put on sunscreen, and I just didn't feel like it. I was busy. I was having fun, and I got super sunburned.
Yeah, that's
and,
the worst.
I mean, to the point where I could not even fall asleep. But I'll be damned if I was going to admit it.
There's no need to admit it, man. Everybody can see it. It's terrible.
Hi, Anna Raven. Best or worst, what happened over the weekend?
So I thought I was going to miss my flight home yesterday. I was rushing, and the flight attendant was, like, closing the door as I was running up. And normally they'll never let you in, and she actually let me in. And I got home, so that was amazing.
That is good.
You know that I've never missed a flight.
Only once have I ever done it, and it's made me paranoid for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Connecting flight?
No, it was I was taking my sister and her friends to L.A. For spring break one year when I was in my 20s.
So you were like the chaperone.
I
you
was
were
the
supposed
chaperone.
To be the adult.
Yep, and
you
we
blew
missed
it.
The flight, and like, and then I had to rebook us on flights, and they were trying to separate us, and I couldn't because I was like the chaperone for it. Was
right.
Awful.
That's a mess.
No, now whenever I have to go away, I have panic attacks. I'm the one that's always there hours and hours hours early. Yeah.
Well, welcome home. Glad you caught your flight.
Thank you.
1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst? Seems like the whole world is traveling right now. We took off a year and a half because of COVID, and all of a sudden people are out to visit family members and friends. The problem is some of these house guests, they're overstaying their welcome.
Yeah, that always seems to happen, right? As soon as you have somebody move into your space, you think it's going to be no big deal. It's going to be totally easy. Oh, we've got an extra bathroom. Oh, sure, we've got a bedroom. I love your company. That'll be great. Within 36 hours, you're like, what did I do to myself?
It's true. What did your terrible house guests do? 1-800-330-9999. They always have the best intentions at heart, but doesn't always end up that way. I had a girlfriend. I don't even like, I feel bad saying it because I really do love her.
She lives on the other side of the country. You can say it.
She would borrow my clothes, but she borrowed my clothes while she was staying with me for about a week. And then she didn't give them back.
Right.
Like, I mean, we're not 16. We're not in college in a dorm. We are adults. And then she took my good gym clothes. Like,
right.
She took my Lululemon pants. Like, what? These things are like $89. What, are you crazy?
It's not a t-shirt.
No.
Yeah, no. It's not your favorite blouse or anything like that. No, it's an investment. There. You remember my last house guest was visiting us when he got out of being incarcerated.
I told you that was a bad idea. You didn't listen. I told you.
Everything smelled in the house. He came home drunk. It was like having a teenager.
Well, yeah, because he got out of jail, Raven. You had a guy that got out of jail, and you invited him into your home. Remember when I thought that your wife, Alicia, was going to fall in love with him, and I told him that I told you it was a bad idea? I go, this is like a scene out of a movie. You're going to have this ex-friend that you haven't talked to in decades,
right,
who finally gets out of jail.
And now he's a murderer or something.
Right. No. It wasn't a murderer. What was he? He was a thief, right? He was a thief?
He was a thief.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're going to have the thief move in, but he's I had the whole thing play out in my head. Out of nowhere, he was going to become really suave, and your wife was going to fall in love with him, and you were going to have to move out of your own house.
My wife wanted him gone within hours. You know, I didn't see any of those things coming in the end of Shawshank Redemption. It seemed like everything got along real good.
Morgan didn't happen Freeman, at your house.
They were very happy at the end of the movie, it seemed. Not at my place, no.
But what was the worst thing that he did besides coming home drunk?
Well, I think that the trigger was coming home drunk and then never cleaning his room. Like, I mean, there was a smell emanating from his room like he was like 15 years old. It was it was just gross. That was the trigger, knowing that, no, this house guest has overstayed their welcome.
A lot of people traveling, a lot of people visiting friends and family they haven't seen in a while because of the pandemic. But sometimes that house guest overstays their welcome.
Yeah, I don't care how good you think it's going to be at first, how kumbaya the vision is to you. Oh, we'll hang out, we'll barbecue together. They'll have their own room. They can go away and concentrate on their own things in that other area. They won't get involved in my relationship whatsoever. It never works out that way, Anna.
That's true. Top three things that house guests do to annoy people. Number three is snooping, like going through your stuff.
Yeah.
Number two, not helping out. It's like you're on vacation at like the Ritz. Like, you know, you sit around.
What's for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Could I have some of this on it?
And number one is being messy. And that was a problem you had with Raven. Took in a guy that got out of jail. It was like an old friend of his. I knew that was a bad idea.
Friend from the old neighborhood, had been incarcerated for a number of years, got out. Didn't clean. There were other aspects. Came home intoxicated several times a week, despite knowing the fact that I would get up at 3 a.m.
yep.
for work. It was like having a teenager all over again. Yeah.
Overstayed his welcome for sure.
Yeah, he was over the age of 40.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you know when a house guest overstayed their welcome?
Oh, they leave the shopping list on top of the fridge and that laundry list, like, do mine first. Nah, that's way too long over.
Wait a minute. They would leave the things that they wanted for you guys to pick up for them at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Were they giving you cash at least?
Are you kidding? We didn't get a smile. Forget about cash.
Mm.
My favorite was the same guy who stayed with me that had gotten out of jail and came to stay with me at my place. When he started telling me how it was that I needed to let my wife know that she was not considering his feelings in the relationship, as if the three of us were now a cohabitating relationship.
Raven, let's just a quick recap. Where is that friend now?
Oh, he's incarcerated again.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got that under control. I just wanted to double check on that. All right.
All things considered, I guess the grocery list, you know, I mean, there are worse things.
There's things,
thank you for the call, right?
Oh, yeah, considered that, sure.
Right? He could have stole your car, Raven. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you know your house guest had overstayed their welcome?
So my mom was staying with me last month, and she is very clean, which I, you know, appreciate. She cleans my place when she's there, but she took it too far this time. She vacuumed my outdoor mat, and it was wet from the rain, and she completely like ruined my nice vacuum.
Oh.
I'm so angry.
Yeah. And the vacuum is not cheap.
No.
And, like, you don't want to tell your mom, you owe me $600. Like, it's, you know, it's not, there's no time that it feels cool to tell your retired mother that she owes you $600 when she was cleaning your house.
Where'd you get a $600 vacuum?
I mean, that's, nowadays, man, I mean, they could be a lot more than that.
Wow. And she had the best interest at heart. She was just trying to help you out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy she didn't get, like, electrocuted or anything.
Well, there's then.
But still, angry.
Yeah, right. Still, that day, if you can't yell at her, you're like, it's time for you to go home.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your house guests do that drove you nuts?
Trying to help too much and just being really terrible at it. Like they insist on, you know, they want to, you know, they're staying for a couple weeks, and I like the idea that they try to clean up and stuff, but when he does the dishes, he'll do the dishes, but it's like someone dumped a gallon of water on the counter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just walk away. Like, not even, I mean, somehow you're able to understand and see whether a dish is clean, but you don't see the water you just dumped everywhere. You know, like, hey, thanks for helping, but can you just knock it off?
Nobody does things the way that you do them. That's true. So I get that.
When did you know that your house guest had overstayed their welcome? You can call 1-800-330-9999. A lot of people traveling, visiting old friends and family they haven't seen because of the pandemic.
Sure.
And sometimes it always seems like a good idea to have a house guest. Yeah, come stay with me. I have an extra room.
Right.
Until they're there and then you're like, this was a terrible idea.
I'm just going to say one night. One night is truly all that it's acceptable.
Right.
And then get in your car and then go.
One of my best girlfriends, Gabby, her parents are really into politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So over the election course, they had reached out to them and they asked if they would house. I guess he's a political person. Like, he works with canvassing and he runs
caucuses and stuff, right? People are out working, right? Campaigns.
And they asked Gabby's parents if they would house this guy.
Wow.
The guy moved in. They had like an apartment over the garage and he stayed for 6 months during the pandemic. And they had to sit him down and say, listen, we need you to leave now.
The election cycle is completed.
It was after the elections were over. And the guy was still living in that apartment.
Oh my! Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you know a house guest had overstayed their welcome?
So actually, I was the house guest.
And what did you do?
And they sat me. They sat me down and had an intervention. They were trying to get me a job at all the various fast food restaurants nearby.
So wait a minute. So they sat you down for an intervention, letting you know that it was time for you to move out by telling you that you had interviews lined up, essentially, right, to go work.
Yeah. move out or start paying, basically, is what it was.
I mean, not for nothing, but they're probably right on with that.
Effective, right. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
How long were you living there?
It was a bunch of guys living in the house, and I was there for 2 months, right about.
2 months is too long. 100%. Yep, yeah. Go get a job.
Yeah. And Ann Raven, how'd you know time was up on your house guest?
I had a friend sitting with me for about a week, and the thing that drove me, I could put up with almost any bad habit he has, but he decided that he was going to help me by opening my Amazon packages when they arrive.
Oh, those are like my presents. Doesn't he understand?
Well, it's mail. It's my stuff. It's my personal stuff. I don't necessarily want him seeing everything I order.
It's just that these are my gifts to myself every day, even if it's something I need. Like, even if it's a part for a refrigerator, it's a present to myself.
Yeah, I get it. I get to open it. That's the law. That's how it works.
He was just being helpful by opening the packages?
I mean, if he wants to help, he should just break down the boxes after I open them. And he should watch me open them.
And then put
like
them in the recycling bin.
Like a festive birthday party. Yes. And then he can take them out to the recycling bin. That's help.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your house guest do that made you crazy?
It was my best friend, Christy. She came over about like a month ago. And she was over from like Wednesday to, I think it was a Tuesday morning. And the entire time, I had to shower in the cold because Christy, she does have really long hair, but she spends like an hour in there with all of my hot water. And then by the time, you know, she's my guest, like I would always let her go first. So by the time I would go into the shower, there would be only cold water. Like, I'm talking like ice cold water. Like, come on.
It's terrible.
It's so hard.
No, it's terrible. I do this all the time. I let my wife go first all the time, Anna. All the time. And then she's like, you take forever. I'm like, I don't go in right after you. I have to wait at least a half hour, 45 minutes, so there's any hot water at all. And it's my shower. It's got to be 20 minutes at that point.
Yeah.
Forget it. Yeah. There's no hot water left.
I threaten my kids every night. I go, if I get home from the gym and you guys have not showered, then mommy's going to shower and you're going to take the cold showers.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's the only way to get some hot water in my house.
At least those people belong to you. They're family. You can't throw them out.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Wesley and Maya. Maya, what's going on?
Hi. So my husband and I have three kids, and we both work full-time. I care a lot about personal self-care time, and I don't get a lot of it. You know, my husband, he goes to the gym every day and is there till 8 p.m., so I'm home getting everyone settled, cooking dinner and whatnot. So I would like to do personal self-care Saturdays for myself from 9 to 5, just so I can go get a manicure, facial, I mean, go shopping, go to a movie, whatever I want to do, but just to have some time alone, especially now that the kids are a little bit older so they can, you know, be home. But I just need some time away for myself.
Let me understand this, Maya. So on Saturdays, you want to be free to do whatever you want. No obligations. Nobody can ask you for anything on a Saturday. I mean, if you're there, that's your choice. They're blessed with your presence, then it's you chose to be there. But other than that, nobody can count on you on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly. From at least 9 to 5 p.m.
At least.
And I think that, at least. And I think that is totally fair.
But who can guarantee what shape you'll show up in at 5? Who knows?
But you said your kids are older. How much older are they now?
Between the ages of 8 and 15.
Okay.
I mean, well, the 15-year-old can keep the 8-year-old alive, theoretically.
Wesley, I mean, I could understand if you're going to the gym every night and she's going home and taking care of the kids and she's getting dinner on the table. What's the big deal about her taking Saturdays for herself?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of ridiculous. I'm sorry. You know, you can't just abandon your family for, you know, however long you want.
I mean, you abandon the family every night when you're at the gym until 8.
Wow. I don't like that word for either of you guys, but I get what you're saying. I mean, on the other hand, right, if you're not getting home till 8 o'clock every night, you must understand that that's a pretty big job, Wesley.
But Maya, you want to do this every week?
Yeah, every Saturday is what I think.
Yeah, it's so tough because I understand.
Like, when I get 2 free hours, like, I get very excited about it.
Right, right. It's your private time.
Yeah, imagine having 8 free hours a week to do anything that you wanted completely on your own. I mean, I'm sure for a lot of people that's a reality, but, you know, for a lot of others, it's not.
That seems crazy, right? Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, too, is the only worry that I have, the concern, I mean, I think it's great that you take time for yourself, but the only concern I have is if you guys, I mean, you're gone, Wesley, till 8 every weeknight, and then, you know, you're going to be gone on Saturdays. When is everybody all together? That would be my only concern.
Sundays. That's the answer.
Sunday's the best day. That's it. Kids aren't allowed to leave on Sundays.
So what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Maya. What's the big deal? You have your personal time is on Saturdays. You take the day. Saturday nights, you can do things with the family. But from 9 to 5, you're off. It's your mommy time. And you're on doing things on your own. Your kids aren't 2 anymore. They're okay. But they may see Wesley's side, too, that, you know, demanding a day every single week from 9 to 5 where nobody bothers you, where you could run around and do whatever you want, is really kind of unfair to the family.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'll tell you what I do like, Raven. I like the term self-care Saturday. That sounds good, right?
Right. If you put a hashtag on it, you feel like it's something that could catch on. And if it catches on with more people, then you might actually have some more likelihood to get it done for yourself.
Wesley and Maya are both full-time working parents, and they work a lot. Now, here's the thing. 3 nights a week, 4 nights a week, Wesley, after work, he goes to the gym. He doesn't get home till 8 o'clock. Maya rushes home, puts dinner on a table for the kids. She's constantly working. She's got a lot on her plate.
Yeah.
She says that she wants to put herself first. And on Saturdays from 9 to 5, that's her time. Everybody leaves her alone. She goes off and does anything she wants. Wesley thinks that's crazy. It's too much time. Like, what are you going to take? You're going to disappear from the whole family in a whole day on the weekend?
Well, I think it's unfair for both of them, either of them, to use the term abandon or disappear, right? Neither of you are doing it. You're just trying to do something that you think is good for yourself. And it could be to the detriment of the kids. I mean, let's be honest. At some point, right, you want to spend time with all of you together. On the other hand, it seems to me that it's, you know, somewhat likely that Maya is due some personal time if Wesley takes all his during the week.
And isn't there something to be said that if mom feels good, then everybody's happy?
I would think it's possible, right? If she's in a better self, then she's doing a better job.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm not on either side, I don't think. I think Wesley should maybe not go to the gym 2 nights a week and let Maya take those 2 nights for herself. I'm feeling very bad for these kids because both parents work full-time jobs, and I feel like maybe they don't spend enough time with the kids. I mean, the one girl is only 8 years old. That, to me, is young.
Right. I mean, once they're teenagers, they actually don't want to hang out with you at all anyways.
It's true. My 12-year-old doesn't want anything to do with me,
right,
to be honest.
You are the most uncool.
Right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It's not easy to have it all. It really isn't. Wesley and Maya are both full-time working parents. They have children between the ages of 8 and 15. During the week, Wesley, he gets home late. After work, he goes to the gym. She rushes home. She gets dinner ready. She checks in with the kids, takes care of them. She says to give herself the time she needs, she wants to implement a self-care Saturday. We're from 9 to 5 every Saturday. Nobody bothers her. Dad is in charge of the kids, and she goes and does whatever she wants for herself.
Dad thinks that's crazy. Come on, every single Saturday, that's greedy. How can you just run away from your family? But she points out again that, listen, you don't get home till 8. Day's basically over at that point, right?
Yeah, you went to the gym.
It's important to get some mental health time in. So,
but is it too much every week, 9 to 5 on Saturdays?
Imagine if you had that time off. You know, what would you do?
I don't know. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I agree with you guys. There needs to be a compromise. I think every Saturday is a little much. I'm a mom of 4. I totally get it. But we have dinner together almost every night. You got to make time for that family time. So he needs to give up. They need to understand they decided to have these kids and be there for them. And then in a couple of 10, 20 years, they'll have their time together for their self time.
If I give you this Saturday off, what would be like the first thing you would do? The first thing?
I like to just shut the door in my room and read a magazine.
Right. Everybody leave me alone.
Exactly. Don't ask me for anything.
And that's literally the example of how long it's been since she's had one of those days, because we all know magazines don't exist anymore.
It's true. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
The wife's side, hands down, 100%. He's getting his time daily, so she's just taking it in a lump sum.
But she needs time to regroup, and she can be more present for her family if she takes care of herself first.
I like the term 100%. Lump sum. Like, right? She's taking it in a lump sum.
Like it's like a cash out of your 401k.
Right. Like it's like you won the lottery.
That's right. Thank you for the call. That's how it would feel, right? Yeah. And Raven, whose side are you on?
I think I'm on the west side. Kind of every night going to the gym seems a little bit unfair that you got to compromise a little more. It does seem like a lot, you know, to like take that whole day for yourself because you do have kids and you should have family time with them too. So I would at least kind of compromise maybe every other weekend and dad maybe not every night at the gym.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Maya, our audience agreed with you today. You're entitled to having time off. And if that's a scheduled time off that you'll have for yourself, then you got to have it. You got to give her a break, Wesley.
Okay. I guess I got to go with what the audience says.
You know, it's not like every single week is a guarantee. Maya might get out there, have a couple weekends, and decide that, you know what? It's fine. You know, I'm going to bless you guys. I'm going to see you guys this Saturday. It's going to be a good time.
I bet you she doesn't.
On the other hand, there's that, too. But, I mean, the votes are with you, Maya. So, congratulations. Sweet freedom is coming shortly.
Thank you. I am just so thrilled.
I mean, I can't even imagine the list that I would put together if I had a whole day to myself every week.
It would be so awesome. Imagine just going to the beach by yourself or going to the pool by yourself.
You're,
or just...
you're getting a far-off look in your eyes. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Come back.
Yeah.
Come back. It's not happening to you. It's not your life.
It's true. It'll never happen in my life. All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Okay, Melissa, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Melissa.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have $600 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and I'll ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, $600. Let's go. I want to give it to you. Number one, fans are speculating whether or not the upcoming Halloween Kills movie will be Jamie Lee Curtis's last after photos emerged of her on the set and her character was not looking so good after a fight against Michael Myers. What is the name of her character in the Halloween movies?
Laurie Strode.
Number two. Zac Efron expressed his excitement after winning his first Emmy for his work on its Netflix docuseries. What was the name of that docuseries?
Down to Earth, Zac Efron.
Number three, the Cleveland Indians will now be known as the Cleveland Guardians. Tom Hanks narrated the official announcement last Friday. What's the name of the raccoon character from Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know.
Number four, J-Lo and Ben Affleck spent J-Lo's 52nd birthday this weekend in Saint-Tropez, and they were photographed, and there was a lot of PDA. In what country will you find Saint-Tropez?
France.
And number five, Lance Bass called out Justin Timberlake for not texting him back, and JT responded by warning him that when he becomes a dad, he's not going to have time to text either. They were in what boy band together?
The Kids on the Block.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, Melissa got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Melissa.
All right, number one, Raven. Fans are speculating whether or not the upcoming Halloween Kills movie will be Jamie Lee Curtis's last after photos emerged of the set and her character was not looking too good after a fight with Michael Myers.
I mean, it's the same.
What is the name of her character in the Halloween movies?
Her name is Lori.
Yes. Number two, Zac Efron expressed his excitement after winning his first Emmy for his work on the Netflix docuseries. Wow. What was the name of that docuseries?
Oh. Zac Efron. Oh, I don't know.
It's Down to Earth with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And it's actually great. I really enjoyed the whole thing. Number three, the Cleveland Indians will now be known as the Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
Tom Hanks narrated the official announcement last Friday. What's the name of the raccoon character from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Rocket.
Rocket is correct.
Mm-hmm. What, do they bring Tom Hanks in whenever they don't want anybody to be mad?
Yeah. I mean, it literally makes the most sense in the world if you think about it.
They're like, listen, some people are not going to like this. Other people are going to love it, but we've got Tom Hanks.
Right. So everything's going to be all right. Number four, J-Lo and Ben Affleck spent J-Lo's 52nd birthday this past weekend in Saint-Tropez, and they were photographed with tons of PDA.
Oh, my gosh. They're so in love. It's so sizzling hot again.
In what country will you find Saint-Tropez?
Isn't it France?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are tied at three. And number five, Lance Bass called out Justin Timberlake for not texting him back. And JT responded by warning him that when he becomes a dad, he's not going to have time to text either. They were in what boy band together?
NSYNC.
Yes. I'm sorry, Melissa. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, enjoy that shirt, girl.
It's Melissa, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Melissa. Hold on. Let's get all your info.
Better luck next time.